we're not in the park, but we're also very dry. So that's good. This is the freshman chorale, and we're going to sing three pieces. The first is Ave Verum, a piece by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and he wrote this back in 1791 in honor or for a friend of his who was a teacher and also a choir director. So this is just a little motet. It's not attached to any other song or any other great work, but it has stood a lot of tests of time. Ave Verum. The girls now are going to sing a song called Aurora Borealis, which you know, the northern lights, the breathtaking display in the sky at certain times of year. And this is a new composer from Minnesota, Amy Barnon. Her visualization of what that Aurora Borealis might be like in sound. sophomore concert choir, and they're going to start by singing a song called I Will Tread Lightly. And of course, that's about not leaving our mark, our presence on this earth after we've lived through it, to preserve our globe and I don't have the word for it, to preserve our globe. I will tread lightly.
Thank you.
next piece is from a musical called Miss Saigon, and its big claim to fame is they had a helicopter on stage. Obviously, with the Vietnam War, and this is a love story, and this is called Sun and Moon.
Thank you.
George Frederick Handel piece from the Baroque era, kind of the end of the Baroque era. And this is at a time when Handel in London was kind of letting go of some of those big operas that he had been writing recently and kind of getting out of that whole scene. Even though operas didn't end, they changed quite a bit and kind of let himself go from writing operas. And so this is called Your Voice's Tune, and it's basically a choral work of several movements, but not staged, not an oratorio, not a biblical text. And this, of course, is a grand day in the life of Alexander the Great in his conquests. So Your Voice's Tune by George Frederick Handel. Estonian? Good, because we don't either, and we're singing it. So we're going to use music until someday all of these just random syllables and sounds get absorbed into our brain and we can use sing without music. This is incredible, incredible piece of music by an Estonian composer, Per Dusberg. And I want to translate for you so you know what we're singing. Somewhere the original harmony must exist, hidden, somewhere in the vast wilds. In Earth's mighty firmament, in the far reaches of swirling galaxies, in sunshine and a little flower, in the song of a forest, in the music of a mother's voice, or in teardrops, somewhere immortality endures, and the original harmony will be found. How else could it have formed in human hearts? Music? And so, this Estonian composer, and maybe you've seen the documentary of the huge gathering of Estonian folk singing in protest in their government, and they came together in a non-violent way and uniting their country through song. So this stems from that big choral tradition in that small country of Estonia, Muusika.